it off, take it in, take off all the thoughts of what we've been. Take a look, hesitate, take a picture you could never recreate. Write a song.
Big show tonight, guys. Massive show. Welcome to Sarcastic News Live. My name is Justin Cross, and we're coming at you live from the Skid Row Studios right here in the heart of LA's Lead Paint, Lead Bullet, and Led Zeppelin District.
Nice. That's always my favorite part of the show, just the first 5 seconds when you have some sort That's of new district.
And then you just zone out after.
And like, then, yeah, I'm out. I'm done.
Tonight, folks, we got a good show for you. Our guest, meteorologist, storm chaser, and fellow Florida State graduate, Hot Carl Jones, will be with us. So, gentlemen, get your saran wrap out. Hot Carl Jones is in the house. Google that, Kareem.
Don't
Google image that. Don't Google. Mindy knows what I'm talking about back there. Yeah. We walked in. I got to share this real quick. I walked into the studio this evening, and I saw, this is all I see.
Hold that up.
A half sheet of ripped paper. Yeah. If you're watching at home right now, if you're watching on the video camera, it just says, it's a half sheet of ripped paper. It says adult model release agreement. And then in small writing, like 10 point font, it says the parties to release this agreement are, and then there's no name on it.
No one touch anything.
Well, if we make a bet tonight, the loser has to write their name on this agreement and submit it to...
That's basically the agreement for anyone that wants to get naked in the studio. We don't actually pay you to get naked.
Yet.
Okay. I guess we've taken over the porn market now. We have all these porn star shows.
Do you really? I thought it was just the kink show after us.
Yeah, now there's a couple porn shows.
Really?
Some studio closed and sent us all the porn gigs.
Question, when does that show air and can I come?
There's one.
Oh, you can come.
Oh, yeah.
There's one on Saturdays, 4 to 6.
Okay, I'll pencil that in.
And the girl is a post-op transsexual, which means you can go watch videos of her in her porn stage pre and post-op.
Yeah, I'm not going to pencil that in anymore. Oh, thanks.
Oh, okay. I got excited. I was just bummed when I heard about the operation.
All right, so we got Veterans Day stuff, guys. Veterans Day. No. Well, you can see where we're going with this tonight. Mindy, she is ready to go. She's got a Miller Light in her hand with a vented top. And she's on fire now. We've got a big show, though. We're going to discuss Veterans Day, Veterans Week, veterinarians on our Ring of Fire segment. We are also going to... we've got a lot more stuff. We got some cool fake sponsors tonight. This is the show, in case you know, Sarcastic News Live. You know, is it news? Is it funny? No. No. But there's a lot of sexual jokes and attempts at being smart. So we try to do our best here. But before we get going, I want to introduce just right across the street from me. He's a 1998 winner. You've heard his voice. A 1998 winner of the 10 and under Colorado State Free Throw Contest. Jake the Snake Cranny, everybody.
That's true. I'm very proud of that to this day. Very proud of that.
Was it 98? I guess.
No, probably a little earlier than that. But yeah, okay. I could stroke a mean free throw back in
the
day.
Really? Yeah. And then, and to my left, an actual basketball player. 2011 All-Defensive Ivy League Player of the Year, Kareem the Dream Maddox.
Thank you. You're far too kind.
Kareem and I have yet to go head-to-head in a free throw shooting
contest. That's going
to
happen.
Yeah.
That's going to happen.
That's going to have to happen.
We may air it live on the show, but we'll definitely put it up on sarcastic-news.com. So catch that. Kareem, what were you? What like percentage free throw shooter were you back in college?
In college, I want to say around 76%.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, 76. Can you hang with that?
That's
tonight?
Good, I guess.
You have to
if you want to be like a C student. Yeah.
All right. This guy owns the record, the Papa Shot record at
the
Sports
local
Harbor.
Hole.
Yeah. Sports Harbor Bar.
The curve's around like what? 88%. Your best free throw shooters. Put 76 at low B.
Right. No, I'm just messing with you, Kareem. That's excellent. That's very good.
Yeah. I'm not offended.
Don't get on Kareem's bad side. Right?
No, he'll take me to task.
It doesn't take long for that rust to wear off. Okay. Now, folks, it's time. It's time. I don't know if this works, but it's time for the Sarcastic News Rundown.
Very muted.
That was just a golf clap?
That was like the 16th hole. Someone made like a par putt.
Let's try this one. Let's try. It's time for the Sarcastic News Live Rundown.
Hey, Derek. Sprecken Sie Dick. Derek. Sprecken Sie Dick.
All right.
I like it. Keep it.
I'll work on that. First off, though, tonight, guys, a lot happened this week. It was Veterans Day on Monday, and Veterans Week, really. People throughout the country celebrated in a variety of ways, from attending parades to watching soldiers reunite with their kids in Sports Center to making short diatribes on Facebook about how everybody or every day should be Veterans Day. And then the next posting is a message about Miley Cyrus smoking weed and twerking in Europe. But then some people, I'm not going to name names. Let's just say the sister of Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg, Randy Zuckerberg. Okay, I just named a name. Posted this on her Facebook page. Thankful to all who serve our country. In honor of Veterans Day, tell us how tech made your family's life better / more complicated while serving, and get a free signed copy of my book, #dotcomplicated.
What?
That was her post.
Wow.
Not surprisingly, some who follow Ms. Zuckerberg found this to be slightly self-serving, vain, shallow, douchebaggish. In fact, one person named Justin, not myself, I would never, ever have the balls to confront somebody over a keyboard. I have an internet radio show for that, folks. This guy, Justin, though, posted a negative comment back at Randy Zuckerberg, which led, get this, to another posting, Kareem. It led to another posting by the first-time author several hours later that had a picture of her book and an autographed message that read, quote, Justin, our Facebook exchange is the very definition of #dotcomplicated. Now, isn't it? ! Glad tech gave us the opportunity to engage in healthy debate and come out to the other side more empathetic and understanding. I truly hope you enjoy your book, XO Randy Zuckerberg. So wait. I just want to get this straight, guys. She used Veterans Day as a cheap excuse to hawk her own book. Then, when somebody called her on it, she then used the subsequent, hey, let's hug it out moment to hawk her book again by using her book in the hug it out moment. Like, I'm just thinking, like, can we all agree that outside of maybe fighting a war herself or raising a wounded bald eagle back to life, Miss Hugs and Kisses Zuckerberg is beyond patriotic, folks. She is beyond patriotic. In fact, I have a feeling that when she's getting dressed for work on her shameless self-promotion tour and staring at herself in the mirror, she's wearing red, white, and blue underwear. And possibly a good-sized bra, just saying. Or when she's dreaming about herself, in her accomplishments and her fame, a star-spangled run for office is in her future. Or when she's loving herself in the dirtiest of ways, she is yelling out her own name to the tune of God Bless America, folks. Now, I'm not saying or suggesting that Randy Zuckerberg is a fame whore. No. Some would try to construe that as sexist, but more importantly, it would be an insult to those who serve in the whoring profession. All right? I mean, come on. Whores tend to charge money or exchange crack for their services. She's just giving her book away for free. And just like, you know, that annoying person in middle school who would ask to sign your yearbook even if you didn't want them to, she's autographing it without you asking. She literally stopped in a bookstore at the Miami airport, saw her book at the front of the store, and then just, without asking, signed the book herself. I just imagine the person, like, sitting in the counter is like, who the fuck are you? Like, why? Please, those are... I don't know. What does she charge? $8 a piece? She gives them away for free. Now, in other news, the healthcare website, healthcare.edu/Obamacare, is still having issues, and it's been a huge point of frustration for the administration. Government officials say progress is being made, but the system is still incapable of taking in enough requests. Now, the tech trouble is causing a major blow to Obama's street cred. as you can imagine, with young, tech-savvy voters. His street cred, though, was already taking a hit after Obama revealed he uses both Netscape and AIM Instant Messenger. He also tried to take a selfie while doing, quote, a duck face while standing in front of the White House, but the picture only captured the top of his head because his thumb was partially blocking the camera on his flip phone. There we go. Hold on. I think that deserves a
can
little bit of
this.
Can
you get the 16th green golf clap?
That's right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just tapped in for par right there.
Yep.
I like when Kareem, when he mildly likes something, you go, and then when he really likes something, he goes, solid. And in sports, you guys, I don't know if you heard about this or not, lineman, Richie Incognito got in trouble. It just keeps building too for the guy. In fact, the other day he murdered several small animals outside the Dolphins practice facility, in order to, quote, send a message to those assholes. Okay, fan of animals here. All right, he didn't do that though, folks. I made that up. But the incognito story has been all over the news, and has effectively ended his Dolphins playing career. And his racial slurs, along with death threats to former teammate Jonathan Martin, are just the latest in a long line of abuse, threats, and trouble. Now, the incredible part though of this story. You guys have heard it all probably, but the incredible part of the story is that even with all the bullying and harassment, Incognito was actually on the Dolphins Leadership Council. Now, what's even more ridiculous when you think about it, though, is other members of other teams' leadership councils include the Baltimore Ravens' Ray Lewis, former Carolina Panthers' Ray Carruth, and New England's own Aaron Hernandez.
That's a strong, strong leadership council.
Maybe this is more of like a self-improvement plan for these guys.
Those Dolphins, they have it going on.
I don't know. One more thing to add, though. In healthcare news, only 106,000 people enrolled. This came out just a few minutes ago, actually. 106,000 people enrolled federally and locally through the Affordable Care Act online. Now, to put that in perspective for you guys, more people voted for Rob Ford, Toronto's crack-smoking mayor. And out of those 106,000 people, only 26,000 of those purchased through the healthcare.org website, which had all the issues. Now, to put that number in perspective, that 26,000 in perspective, more people actually smoked crack with Rob Ford, Toronto's mayor. And that is tonight's Sarcastic News Rundown.
Hey, Derek, Spreckin's the dick.
Oh, I really like that.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's actually our studio audience. Kareem just lifted his shirt up.
From DeRocha's past.
I just realized I can combine four different sounds.
Yeah, that was odd.
I'm drunk with power, gentlemen. Who am I? What Sarcastic News crack squad team member am I right now?
You're imitating Matt Sugar
Matt
Mills.
Matt Sugar Mills, if you're listening out there, call in. We miss you and your sound bites. This is what it's resorted to. It's resorted to me doing this.
Derek! Spreckin's the dick.
That's what we got tonight. You guys are listening to Sarcastic News Live. My name is Justin Cross. We got Jake the Snake Karani, Kareem the Dream Maddox in the back working hard for us. Well, she's still there at least. Mindy, I'm kidding. Last week we turned to her, and or 2 weeks ago, and she was focused on something else at the time. She was packing a good one. But we got a good show for you guys. Call on 800-893-9562. Our guest tonight, he's a meteorologist. He's going to talk about the storm over in the Philippines. Hot Carl Jones will be with us. You were sneezing. I thought you were laughing. Yeah, it's okay. We got a good show coming up for you. Tweet us. We're going to be running a campaign here in the next couple of weeks to give away free beer. I don't know, Miller Lite or Angel City Brewing. I don't know.
We'll see. Can I win this?
No. It depends how many people actually participate.
I'll do my best.
You have to go under an alias, okay? Mm-hmm. Maybe something like Richie Incognito. That could be your alias right there.
Perfect.
So call in 800-893-9562. Jim in Santa Fe Springs, we're going to be talking about romance advice just for you tonight. That's what he asked for. We're going to give it to you. So we got all that coming up. We got the Ring of Fire coming up in just a few minutes. We'll be right back here on Sarcastic News Live.
for the sake of one.
Snake's opening up the vented top right now. There we go, Snake. Hold on. Does this work? No, it's not working. I did the Vegas.
Give me that Derek one again. I like that one.
What's
from
what?
Step Brothers? Spreckensy or whatever the.
Oh, let me see if it works. Hold on. No, my sound's cut off here.
Oh.
No, I'm sorry. My name is Justin Crosher. You're listening to Sarcastic News Live. That's Jake the Snake Craney, who's popping tops over there. We got Kareem the Dream Maddox. Kareem is. Kareem, did you catch any of the basketball, the 24-hour? I got to ask you, it's college basketball.
Yeah, did I you caught catch a little any bit of it. Yeah, I did.
Did you ever participate games. In that? Did you ever play in that?
The 24 hours of basketball?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
No?
No, I mean, no, not technically.
You guys were being the students and student-athletes over at Princeton? Is that what you're actually?
Athletes and scholars.
You guys had a smart team, though, right? Like, it's not. Is it?
Yeah, we did. I mean, we had some pretty smart chaps. Smart fellows.
You can't get in. They can't do, like, Duke was doing that for a little while where they'd get guys who, like, got, like, for us old people, 900 right. in their SAT, and then they'd get them in the door.
Yeah.
You guys don't have that.
No, there's a system. There's a system in place. It's like a scale, and then if you let someone in who's probably underqualified as far as, like, SAT scores yeah. or just on paper,
yeah.
Not to say that they wouldn't be a successful student, mm-hmm. you'd have to let someone on the same team who is probably closer to the top.
Okay.
Of the, we went out of 2,400. I think that's what, 1,600?
Right. Yeah. Because we're old. Jake and I are old.
Like, yeah. If you have a good jump shot and you go to Kentucky, it automatically raises you like 300 SAT points.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
I think they let like how many points you score during the year as a senior in high school. They add that to your SAT mm-hmm. score, actually. You know? So if you scored like 1,000 points or something, that's just automatically added to your SATs.
Wait a minute, this person got a 4,000 on their SATs? That doesn't sound right.
Well, it's part
stamped approved.
Part of the system right there. Mindy, do you have the Ring of Fire music yet? We don't need it quite yet. We don't need it quite yet. I just want to make sure we got that. We got the Ring of Fire. We're going to talk about Veterans Day and veterans issues a little bit with our crack squad here of guys who didn't enroll in the military. but before we get to that, Jake the Snake, do you have one of our mini sponsors?
Yeah. I do, and I don't know why you called it a fake sponsor earlier, because this one is actually exciting. They're very excited to work with us. It's gonna be great for everybody here. So tonight's entire broadcast is being brought to you by Dick Cheney's Kids Camp. Apply now. Learn life skills such as fear-based leadership, political deception, and running from men with shotguns. Dick Cheney's Kids Camp.
There we go. Hold on. Do I have my... No. My sound's cut off, Mindy. No sound.
Is that a summer deal?
It's a summer camp. Yeah.
Oh.
No, there it is.
Oh, not yet. Not yet. We don't need it yet.
Nope.
No. I was talking to the sound on here, but it's cool. Okay. All right. So we got that coming up. That's a good. I want to send my kids mm-hmm. to Dick
I'm
Cheney's.
I'm going to be a counselor there, actually.
What did you call it? Dick Cheney's internment camp? Or
no? It might as well be.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I think we're ready. I think we're ready now for the Ring of Fire. Let's cue that. Let's start it up, guys. The Ring of Fire right now.
And it makes a fiery ring.
Come on, Dream.
Bound.
Come on, sing it, Dream. Whistle.
My wild desire.
If you've never seen this show, we actually, the whole show consists
of... I fell into a ring of fire.
The rest of the show just consists of us playing the song.
I fell into
somebody signed up on the release form?
Ring of fire.
Oh, that's amazing.
Down, and the flames
get higher.
And it burns.
Every.
The ring of fire.
We're good.
The ring of fire.
I always enjoy telling Mindy to, like, keep it going. And then I go, cut. Like I'm like trying to slash somebody's throat, like slash it. By the way, Jake just discovered the names of the people who signed some of the release forms. I don't think we can read those, or we should. But
get ready for their names, email addresses, and social security numbers.
Kareem goes, "Can I see that?" I'm gonna. He starts Facebooking them.
He will.
During the show.
Yeah, he'll stalk them.
Oh, this is crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, Kareem, we need you to focus. We got the Ring of Fire here. We're going to talk veterans issues, guys. Are you... No, put that away. I feel like a teacher right now in class. Like, no, don't look at the girls getting naked in the seat that you're sitting in right now. First of all, guys, I want to talk a little bit about Veterans Day. Obviously, Monday was Veterans Day, and it to me, I thought it was an interesting thing. It was an interesting dynamic. You know, like I got on Facebook and I saw people saying, hey, every day should be Veterans Day. Why do we just have to have one day? And my first question, you guys, as a country, do you guys think that we celebrate Veterans Day enough? And also just, do we celebrate veterans enough? Start with Kareem the Dream Man.
Yeah, I think it's an interesting question because... We do, I think as a nation, we have a lot of respect for our veterans and we treat them well we're grateful to them and,
yeah.
You know, we openly thank them a lot, but I don't think enough is done for them. Once they come back and then, you know, assimilating back into regular civilian life, I don't think we help them out in that vein enough.
Absolutely correct. And yeah, I don't think we do enough to celebrate them either. I think it just becomes another, oh, you've got work and school off. Awesome. It's a 3-day weekend. You can, you know, watch TV all day long. It doesn't really serve the purpose of honoring them. Like, it just becomes like another Columbus Day. And don't get me started on Columbus Day. You know how I feel about that.
No.
But
a lot.
I think that maybe like we should, instead of like, for instance, with students taking the day off of school, maybe we should go to school, but instead they should be, you know, it should be all focused on like not on their normal curriculum, but on like, you know, all the history of what veterans have done. And maybe if you're around something, go to a museum or something and learn more about it, actually.
Well, I think that actually schools do it way more than adults do in a lot of ways, right? Like a lot of adults, it's just one of those things where I feel like at the moment we sit there and go, you know, like we get that patriotism. And I think that's pretty good. I think that's cool. I think it's actually expanded more. To be on the positive side of things, I think, you know, I will say as much as some things can be more of a ploy in, like, say, the NFL, they have celebrated it a little bit more. But do you guys think that, you know, we mentioned, like, afterwards, right, when they come home and they're kind of neglected in that kind of mm-hmm. way. But what other ways do you feel like we can do more, you know? What other ways?
Well, I think there's a lot of ways, but I mean, you've got to fix the VA. That's a huge thing. You've got to fix that whole system. But you read the statistics about the number of homeless veterans, and it's just astronomical. Like when they come back, they have all sorts of issues, especially mental issues that don't get dealt with. I mean, I think something to look into that I've heard. It's not my idea, but I've heard it thrown around is like if you have served in active duty and you come back, you don't have to pay taxes again.
Right.
I mean, that's an interesting idea. And, you know, you'll say, well, that'll increase debt. And well, we're already in like trillions of dollars of debt. Like it seems like maybe the least we could do to help them, you know, not struggle when they get back. They have to reassimilate themselves back into society.
Right.
I think it's an interesting thought, at least.
What do you think? What do you think about the mental health aspect of it, Kareem?
Right. Well, there's a show called Unfictional on KCRW, which is one of the NPR affiliates here in Los Angeles. And they had an interview with a Vietnam vet who said he came back and, you know, once he got back, he was angry all the time. And, you know, obviously Vietnam is a, you know, dark mark on U.S. history, I would say. But he said, you know, he came back very angry and he tried to hide that with, you know, abusing alcohol and different kind of drugs. And no matter what the celebration is, I don't think that's going to aid him anyway. Because he's, you know, he doesn't even... really want to celebrate his own service. And he says, you know, you try to move on and played with this idea of closure. And he said, there's no such thing as closure because the past is still there. You're still going to remember it. You know, it doesn't necessarily go away. So, I mean, I'm all for celebrating, but I think it's a larger issue. It's something more important to be done.
Dark Mark, by the way, not a shout out to one of the other Skid Row studio shows, actually. There's a show called Dark Mark.
Is there really?
There is. Yeah. Oh, gosh. No, but and you mentioned abusing drugs and alcohol, and I mean, I think we should all have a drink to that. But no,
cheers.
Cheers to that. No, that's a great point, though. I mean, I think that, you know, just today, actually, down in San Diego, Camp Pendleton, there was a shooting today. Just today, four people. I think it's current. I think it's active. I mean, this literally just happened about, I don't know, a few hours ago today or several hours ago today. So, you know, it's one of those things. I don't think it's even just after they get back, but when they go into it and sort of mm-hmm. mindset. And it is, you know, we talked, one of the things that I want to bring up here before we get Carl to talk about the hurricane or the typhoon is I want to bring up real quick, you know, shrinking enrollment in the military. And the question I want to pose to you guys is, so enrollment has been shrinking. There are a variety of reasons for this, right? I mean, back when we were talking about Vietnam, it was a requirement, a mandate for people to join. You know, even now, with healthcare benefits and money being, you know, with the overall economy being down, it's harder for people to enlist and even get into boot camp. But what would get? I mean, everybody here obviously went to college. What would get you to enlist? What would be your motivation to enlist? Or would there be a motivation to enlist? Let's start with Jake the Snake.
It would have to be tough. It would have to be, you know, some sort of imminent threat. I don't think I would be persuaded with, like, here are the awesome benefits you could get, or here's, you know, what we could do for you afterwards. It would be more like out of necessity for me, where it's like, if we don't have enough people, then we're... it's going to be a terrible imminent threat to us. Like mm-hmm. then I would consider maybe stepping up and lending whatever services I could lend. But, you know, I think part of it has to do with just the perception of the conflicts and wars we are now in, which is why it's not like when it was World War II, Vietnam, it was like, all right, let's go do this. It's us versus them. But now it's like, well, a lot of the view is like, well, why are we even in there? This makes no sense. So you're not going to go enlist in something you don't believe in.
Right. Well, and you talk about lending gear services, and I don't know how far, you know, good eyebrows and deep, you know, sideburns go. I personally can't lift a gun, so
you just get blown back.
Literally, like there are two guys helping me, you know, like, now all you have to do is pull. It's like when I have to fish. You know, like when I go fishing, I always have to...
I caught something, you take it now.
Yeah. Like literally the guy does it for me and then he just said, keep pulling in. I'm like, sure. And then I'm like, doesn't this stop at some point? But mm-hmm. Kareem, first of all, you're 8 feet tall. So, I mean, I don't know how well you got not the hardest target in the world, but,
right.
You know, what would get you into enlist?
I don't know.
Would there be a reason? Would you do it?
Yeah, I don't know if I would. I have great respect for our servicemen who do, but...
servicemen and women.
Servicemen and women.
Service peeps.
Apologies. Yeah. But I'm not sure there's anything that could really motivate me. I mean, I think you see a lot of people who are, you know, mid to lower class enlisting because of the benefits. There's, you know, college, you pay for college, and, you know, added, you come back, you're a serviceman, there's certain benefits associated with that. But luckily for me, I mean, I've kind of had some advantages that I wouldn't necessarily sign up for whatever the, you know, what I assume it's a minimum of like, what, 4 years?
Right.
Yeah. To do that. Yeah, I'm not sure that there's much that would make me enroll.
Okay. I just want to check real quick. We don't have Mindy. Do we have any callers on the line? We do. One, just one or two? Just one. Okay. All right. Well, we will wrap this up real quick. I think we got Hot Carl Jones coming on the line. We have some other folks too. So, last question for you guys. What are some of the ways do you think that we can improve? We talked about mental health. Just last thoughts, I guess. What are some of the ways on a daily basis? You know, people talk about like buying meals. You know, I thought, you know, I saw Starbucks has a sort of a special move, like a move to try to hire veterans. If there's one thing you can think of that we should do, that we can do better at for veterans, what would it be?
I would say fixing the VA. I would say making sure that system runs smoothly and actually takes care of people.
Okay. So you're, all right, so Jake is going to sign, he's going to fix the VA.
I'm in charge of that this week, yes. That's my task.
All right, and you're not talking about, the V doesn't start with venereal. Okay, so like you're, all right. And then Kareem?
Yeah, I would say, I mean, if I could do anything, I would implement some kind of reception. You know, they get to sit down and talk about their experience and, yeah, you know, with a trained professional, a psychologist or whatever the case may be. And then institute some kind of checkup on them every so often to make sure that, because I think you're talking about homelessness. Mm-hmm. I think, what, 15% of all homeless are
veterans. Huge number.
Yeah, it's. I mean, it's a lot of veterans. So I think... just a checkup to make sure that they're doing all right, you know.
And they have, yeah, and they have those things, but they have to be mandatory. I think is what you're saying. Like, you've got to make sure that this is they're getting the help that they really need.
Exactly,
guys. Very spirited discussion here on the Ring of Fire. Can you cue the Ring of Fire music to close it out? No,
just go Spreckensy Dick.
We get one good Ring of Fire, and then it's done, baby. And then you get this.
Hey, Derek, Spreckensy Dick.
I don't know. I don't even know. I just know that's Zoolander. That's is that Zoolander? Is it?
Is it Zoolander or Step Brothers?
I don't know.
I don't even know. But it's funny.
Right, that's the Ring of Fire, guys. And we've got. Do you know who's on the line, Mindy? Who do we have on the line? You don't. Will you check who's on the line for us? I think it's. I want to make sure it's Carl. Because if it's Carl, we're gonna go to break. If it's not, then we may bring him in.
We're really burning out Carl's GoPhone minutes right now.
I'm telling you, he may be his GoPhone minutes. Does he have like a, what do you think?
Nick Chicago?
Nick in Chicago.
Nice.
All right, let's go ahead and do that. Let's bring in Nick in Chicago right now. Nick in Chicago, this is, you're on Sarcastic News Live. How are you doing, my man?
I'm good, man. It's cold out here.
Yeah, what is it like? Like 35 degrees. You guys are getting snow. It's literally like July in LA.
We were walking in. It was like 80 degrees.
It was like 80 degrees here. How cold is it over there?
It's way colder than it is in LA. In the elevator today at work, coming down from work, they had all the weather across the country. It's like 90 there and like 20 here. So
Jesus.
You guys are doing a little bit better.
That's tough.
Wow. I hope you're wearing more than what Kareem's actually in the studio right now wearing a Speedo. So I hope you've got more coverage than that. Did you want to weigh in on the veterans issues or any topic of the last week or so?
Yeah. So let me, should I introduce Nick?
Yeah.
So
okay.
Nick is my buddy from school and is a up and coming.
Everybody
analyst.
Who calls in is a buddy from school, but no.
And up and coming analyst at a really good mutual fund. Investment firm in Chicago.
Okay.
So I told him to call in, and he has some very insightful.
All right. He's going to read us some stuff off some spreadsheets. Here we go. No, Nick, yeah, give us your thoughts.
I think, you know, from, you know, my opinion is how about we stop sending people into battle? I mean, how often do we really, truly need to be fighting, in combat situations? I think it's fairly, you know, for all the battles that we've been in recent, you know, decade, I would gladly see our troops fight for, you know, some of the genocides we had in Africa over the past years, than go into a country that require a tremendous amount of infrastructure and long terms. And you see some of these people who've been in, you know, the military for 20 years and should be retiring and had to go into Iraq for multiple tours. And what about just stopping fighting? Just, you know, we have this huge political, military relationship in this country where we know we have to invest in X billions of dollars in defense to make sure that we're the world power. But just because we have to invest in it doesn't mean, therefore, we have to use all these things. We have to use, you know, these weapons and these resources. And what do you guys think about that?
I want to follow up real quick because... You know, as far as that's, I tend to agree with you. However, do you feel like that, you know, the reason why we have to load our military up, you know, we have to enlist folks is because right now, I mean, we're in a slumping economy, right? Not even slumping. I mean, if you look at, you know, if you look at China, you know, if you look at other countries, like we're falling behind that capacity. So does it, do you think that some, in some way we have to, like you basically mentioned, having that backup, having that large defense budget, having that military there, and being the world power in that capacity gives us power and allows us to sustain the life that we have right now?
Well, you know, I think some economists might argue that the base for, you know, the United States having the world currency has a lot to do with the size of our military. But, you know, I think that the military industrial development that came after World War II, you know, I think that that model is too old. I mean, I think we see more and more often an economic model where we have integration with countries as opposed to building up silos on one side of the globe and another. I mean, it's very much a different time than it was in the Cold War where we had to see whose guns were bigger. And I think, you know, in terms of economic output, you know, and supporting the country, I think we could, you know, support quite a bit more economic growth through funding, putting our putting that type of money into schools or in an education or even even to help $4 billion country that we spend on weapons and put it into the healthcare issues that we have right now. I think that would be very
I think that's a great point. Now we got to wrap up here because we have a guest coming up. But I think Kareem had a quick question for you right before we go, and here it is.
Yeah, I think Nick was addressing the you know, to use a phrase stolen from the administration, you know, boots on the ground. Right. And when they go into these armed conflicts, lots of times they can't help it. But we have to think about the perception of, take somewhere like Iraq, the people in Iraq, their perception of the U.S. soldiers. They don't necessarily see them as, kind of, we portray them here in the media as saviors a lot of the time. A lot of the
they
time,
don't.
They're the insurgents, you know, so.
Drone strikes, baby. No right. Boots on the ground.
Right. So it's like, I mean, you,
boots
know, you
on
send
the
soldiers
ground?
Into
boots
these conflicts and you don't, you know, yeah. Is there any real winner? Not really.
Yeah,
you know, I think that's what Nick was addressing. Really.
Well, Nick, I hate to cut it short, but thank you so much for calling in. We got a guest coming up here in just a couple minutes, but thank you so much for calling in, and I hope that you you call back in on our show's coming up here.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Right. Thanks,
Nick. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks, and please forward those spreadsheets over to me.
yeah, well, you know, nothing you do for that you do well is you do for free.
I don't know what you just said, but I hope that I have to not have to suck your dick later. I don't know. I said something for free. I don't know.
Good note to end on there.
Yeah, there we go. All right. So, do we have Carl Jones on the line? We do. Okay. All right. Let's do this. Let's go to a quick break. We're gonna do a hard break. It's what they say in the business, and you guys are listening to Sarcastic News live on Skid Row Studios. My name is Justin Cross. I've got Jake the Snake Cranny, Kareem the Dream Maddox, Nick for calling in, and big shout out real quick. Well, I'll do that when we get back. Let's go to break here, and we'll be right back on Sarcastic News live. Hey, Mindy. definitely a Jake the Snake Ground Sounds mix right there. GroundSounds.com. Shout out to GroundSounds.com.
Mixing it up with the newest, latest hot shit.
Now, Kareem the Dream. I like Nick. He was good.
Yeah.
Thanks for get him to call in again. I apologize if you heard me say my last comment.
Not after your last comment. He's not calling back.
He didn't hear it. All right. I'm wearing a sport coat.
You're wearing
guys.
A blazer.
I got patches.
Yeah.
We got about 13 minutes here, and we've got a well. Before we bring in our special guest, I just want to give a shout out to some you know listeners out there. Matt's friend in Boston always listens in. Jim in Santa Fe Springs, the man cave. I told you we're going to talk about romance advice, and we didn't. So sorry.
Josh in Austin.
Allison in Austin, and another man in Austin. Our guest tonight, he's a meteorologist, a storm chaser, an FSU graduate. Give it up to my man, Hot Carl Jones. Hot Carl, you in the house.
What's up, guys? What's up? How you guys doing?
Carl, good. How are you?
He is the most laid-back meteorologist you've ever...
He's in the eye of a tornado right now.
I know.
Eye of a hurricane.
Yeah, it's called Austin, Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, I have a... Well... You've been in the eye of a guy named Austin before. I don't know. I don't know this guy. This is the first time I've ever talked to him. Carl, first of all, you're a meteorologist. So have you or have you not gotten a spray on tan yet?
I don't know if you guys have heard the latest news out of Jacksonville. Tim Deegan just probably opened up a spot for me to go ahead and... start giving the news,
yes.
The weather and stuff over there, you know. And he had spray on tan. I got some pretty big shoes to fill. So who knows?
Yeah, no. You definitely do. You definitely do. Is he not there any longer? Is he gone?
He hadn't been back then. He might still be in jail.
He's in. Are you serious? This is just two guys talking. There's not a radio show going on right now. Carl, I wanted to bring you on because obviously this week, and I caught this. You called this. You called at least the storm. In the Philippines, obviously a massive typhoon hit. I just want to know, first of all, how much of the storm was directly related to climate change, in your opinion? And how much of it was just the act of our Lord and Savior, Jim Cantore?
It's definitely Cantore's fault. Definitely. I mean, even though he was comfortably sleeping in his home over in Atlanta, definitely his conjuring.
But seriously, though, how much of this was climate change, in your opinion?
You know, there's really no way to go ahead and prove that it was climate change. You could say... Oh, this is just part of the natural cycle. This is much like the 1979 typhoon season. But
do you think it has anything to do with this, like the severity of it, by chance? Does it make it worse, or is there really not a way you can correlate the two?
I mean, as of right now, we just don't know. But if there is, then this will definitely be one of the first cases that you can say, well, this is like the beginning. This is where it all started, or this is part of where it started to go ahead and change climate. But right now, who really knows? This is just a bad luck situation all around right now.
No, but compared to other storms in the past, though, this was massive, right? This was bigger than anyone that you've seen when it comes to hurricanes or typhoons. Is that right?
Definitely in intensity, and especially intensity for it landfalling at peak. Peak intensity and power, and especially it was like 3 hours to maybe 4 hours. It was still gaining intensity as it was hitting the islands of the Philippines. Mm-hmm. That usually doesn't happen. Usually, right when it gets pretty close to land, it like just starts to dissipate, or it at least weakens a little bit. But this one was definitely went for the record book.
How much time is there generally, how much warning do they generally have? Like in this specific case, how long did they know this was coming?
Yeah, in this case, they actually had, I think the earliest evacuations that I personally heard, it was around 2 days. I think they had 2 days notice. And it like really, really became a very impressive form with regards to intensity and wind speed a day before. So they knew this one was going to be just like almost unprecedented kind of.
Now, Carl, are you in a storm right now? Or are you just at a frat party?
I'm not really quite sure where I am in Austin, but I'm at a bar. It's great.
Our meteorologist, our expert meteorologist in Sarcastic News Live, is at a bar right now.
Carl, give us a little perspective on this particular storm. If this were to hit, let's say, Florida, what would have been the damage there, or the reaction?
Oh man, you would have all the Armageddon stakeholders. Oh, this was definitely climate change. This had never happened before. If the wind speeds that were estimated when it actually hit, if that actually holds true, this will be the most intense wind speed for landfalling hurricanes in all of history.
Wow.
Yeah, they had a 195-mile-an-hour wind, which is basically probably one of the worst tornadoes. It's a really strong EF4, enhanced Richter scale, but basically 20 miles wide, 15 to 20 miles wide.
That's ridiculous. That's 20 miles wide.
Jesus. Yeah, Carl, it sounds like there's not much you can really do, you know, except for buckle down and try to hope for the best in this kind of scenario.
Definitely need to get out of the way. If you see something like that coming, if you're staying inside that path, especially close to the shoreline, no, there's no way that you could really have a chance of surviving, or at least having a pleasant experience.
Well, yeah, and so my last question to you, Carl, and we do appreciate you joining us here on Sarcastic News Live. My last question to you is this. Do you feel like when it comes to prediction systems, I know that's something that you study yourself and you studied when you're at Florida State. Do you what else can we see in the future? I mean, what do we learn from a storm like this, both before it happens and then obviously afterwards? Because it seems like, I understand, you know, these islands are remote, tough to get to, but it seems like, you know, from the start of it, we weren't prepared for this. What else should we know?
We had a pretty good handle short term within the 3-day range, mm-hmm, of actually knowing where it was going to hit and around the estimate of how intense it was going to hit. We knew that this was going to be a serious, serious storm that was going to make some sort of impact within the Philippines. And the Philippine government, they tried all they could to go ahead and order mass evacuations, yeah, fly people out, and things of that nature. But you can't really force anybody out. So in a storm, I guess you could say, callous nation like the Philippines, this was the third typhoon that they had this year, and another one.
That's insane.
Earlier this year was a super typhoon.
That's insane.
That's awful.
Yeah.
When will we know if it's an effect of climate change? Is that something we will ever know, or is it always going to be a guessing game? Or is there a point where we'll go, okay, yeah, no, this is. I mean, I just think it's one of those things where something like climate change is so obvious, you know, and right, maybe we're stretching it if we're trying to correlate that. But when how long does it take after something like this until we maybe at least draw on that, or say maybe no, it's not. Maybe it was just an act of Jim Cantore.
If this type of event happens every year, then this is definitely going to turn some heads.
Yeah.
It's definitely going to bring light to the fact, like, wow, well, this is actually has some sort of tie to correlation, that just
right,
heating of the waters and fueling these storms to make them so intense.
Right, right.
But I don't think there can be just a real catalyst saying, all right, this is it. This is when it started.
Yeah.
That's why.
Because presumably this global, you know, climate change has been happening over a long period. Is it a matter of like it's kind of reached the breaking point, or is it a kind of things where everything kind of fell together at once and there's other things outside of climate change that now, in, you know, whenever Katrina was 2009, that's a superstorm, and then Sandy, and then this one, you know, starts to arise?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many factors to go ahead and take into play. And there's so many things I can say, oh, well, there's no climate change, and there's no correlation between stronger storms and global warming. I mean, there's so many factors to take into account that I don't think we'll really ever know, at least not within our lifetime, unless something drastic happens. I mean, if we start seeing this type of event happen every year,
right. Then
we might be able to go ahead and actually put them up.
Well,
Hot Carl,
we appreciate it. And just so you know, it's not raining. It was very sunny over here. But we all wore saran wrap knowing that you were going to be on the show. So thank you very much for that, Carl. And
you're the man, Carl.
Yeah, when we have our next storm in 2 weeks from now, we'll get you back on the show. So
if I'm not chasing, then go ahead and call me up.
Chasing storms, right?
Oh, of course.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks a lot, Carl Jones. Thank you very much.
It's
meteorologist Carl Jones right there. Guys, we are going to be right back. We just got a couple minutes left, but we're going to wrap it up here. We're going to go to a very short break, and then we'll be right back on Sarcastic News Live.
This room got a little bigger, and hope is a fragile word. The rain came down, but no one heard. You didn't sleep, you just lay in your bed, trying to think of the words to say. By the time you did, it was way too late.
We're back on Sarcastic News Live. I just got a text message. I don't have the phone number recorded, but it just says, dude, get sarcastic. all right. I'll try to make the storm in the Philippines a little more funny. I'll try to make Veterans Day more sarcastic.
Veterans Day is hilarious.
Yeah, I think we can do that. We got a minute left, so we're going to wrap up here. Jake, one more time with our fake sponsor. We got a real sponsor.
This is an exciting one, guys. I'm really pumped up about this one. Tonight's show has also been brought to you by the State of Nevada Tourism Board.
Yeah.
More than just Las Vegas, Nevada's endless deserts and open land make great places to experiment with drugs, test homemade weaponry, and hide or destroy incriminating evidence.
It's true.
It's very true.
It's true.
I bury a lot of bodies
Vince
out there.
Vince Vaughn actually lives there, yeah. This is a great show. I enjoyed it. We got Hot Carl Jones in there, meteorologist, talking about the Philippines. And our Ring of Fire talked a little bit about Veterans Day and Veterans Week. And then we covered some serious issues. Randy Zuckerberg and her
Richie
Veterans
Incognito.
Day. Richie Incognito. Big show. This is Sarcastic News Live, folks. You can catch us online at sarcastic-news.com, on Twitter at sarcasticnews1, on Facebook at sarcasticnews1 on Facebook. And we look forward to talking to you guys next week. My name is Justin Cross for Jake the Snake Cranny, Kareem the Dream Maddox, and our guest tonight. Have a good one.
Here for 28 years, pounding sweat beneath these wheels, tattooed lines beneath our skin, no surrender, my Bobby Jean.